Sodom destroyed. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. The bright rays of morning seemed to speak only prosperity and peace to the cities of the plain. The stir of active life began in the streets. Men were going their various ways, intent on the business or pleasure of the day. The sons-in-law of Lot were making merry at the fears and warnings of the weak-minded old man. Suddenly and unexpectedly, as thunder from an unclouded sky, the tempest broke. The Lord rained brimstone and fire upon the cities and the plain. Palaces and temples, costly dwellings, gardens, vineyards, and the pleasure-seeking throngs that only the night before had insulted the messengers of heaven, all were consumed. The smoke went up like a great furnace. The fair vale of Siddim became a place never to be built up or inhabited, a witness to all generations of the certainty of God's judgments upon transgression. There are greater sins than that for which Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. Those who hear the gospel invitation calling to repentance, and heed not, are more guilty than the dwellers in the vale of Siddim. The fate of Sodom is a solemn admonition, not merely to those guilty of outbreaking sin, but to all who are trifling with heaven-sent light and privileges. The Savior watches for a response to His offers of love and forgiveness with more tender compassion than that which moves the heart of an earthly parent to forgive a wayward son. "Return unto Me, and I will return unto you." But if one persistently refuses that tender love, he will at last be left in darkness. The heart that has long slighted God's mercy becomes hardened in sin, no longer susceptible to the influence of the grace of God. It will be more tolerable in the day of judgment for the cities of the plain than for those who have known the love of Christ and yet have turned away to the pleasure of sin. In the books of heaven there is a record kept of the impieties of nations, of families, of individuals. Calls to repentance, offers of pardon may be given, yet a time will come when the account will be full. The soul's decision has been made. By his own choice, man's destiny has been fixed. Then the signal will be given for judgment to be executed.